Well, the inside of a tire would be a what?
The inside of a tire.
Yeah, old car tire, automobile tire. Well, they'd use a what inside? Didn't the tire,
a rim.
Didn't what? Have an inner something? Inner,
a tube. Inner tube.
Yeah. Used to take those to go swimming in?
Yeah, you put that in there and go swimming. Take that and pump it over there. Uh-huh. Go swimming with it.
Did you ever try and swim the Mississippi?
No. I never tried to swim nowhere, but me and Bob, we get out in the lake where we were and try to swim. But I don't think he learned, I don't believe he learned when he got killed. He got killed in 44.
Where he got killed?
In the Army.
Is that
so? That's what you need to when his daddy told me. Me and him raised, come up kids, I'm talking a little bit, we raised up right together. And he told me, he said, Reuben, met me one day, he said, Reuben, sorry, my daddy. All right, he said, Bob got killed yesterday. I said, oh, man, no care. He said, yeah, he did, bring him home. In Germany. I see his sister here now, Miss Frances, she lives here. She done beat my husband a minute. Ooh, Miss Frances, tell me. I had a white man, I think I had Mr. Wills down last night, man. We had old thing like that. We used to go to school in a little house.
Yeah.
White man was Professor Lennon. He was the professor. And when school teacher, didn't have one or two teachers. And when one school teacher get out of whack or something, or she's sick, he would come over and take it, you know. And we had a lesson I could never get past it. I thought that was so funny I never could pass that lesson. I had Mr. Adam dying laughing about it. It said that I live better fella. He said that brown, gray pussy sit up in a tree. Brown pussy is on the ground. Brown pussy said to gray pussy, once you come down. And Lord, every time I say gray pussy, I'd look at the other kid and I'd go to laugh. And every time I get by that, so all of them would pass it good, they'd say. And he'd bring me back and have me to say that, and I could never pass. So there wasn't no corner to carry in, no other arm to carry in or no nothing. He just put me across his lap. He said, I'm going to put you, he said, you think you can't pass it? I said, yes, I can pass it. I got up and I started to laugh. I could never get by. He put about 18 lashes with that switch draw back there. I went on past Gray Pussy and shit. I asked Mr. Will, I said, where was Professor Lenton at, Mr. Rowder? He said, he's in the nursing home. I said, I'm going to go see him. Professor Lenton, he learned me a whole lot. Sure did.
On a bogey, didn't you have something to drive?
A bogey whip. That little thing about the tall as this, you sit it down in. When it's stiff till you get to about that much of the end, you just tap your horse with it. Then they had a riding quick, but the man, boss man rode with it. He hang that on his saddle.
Yeah.
Just to tap his horse with him a little bit.
Did you ride horses a lot?
Yes, sir. I prayed about a horse. I own a horse all my need, yeah.
How would you call him in from the field?
I never could call him. He never would come to me. I don't know why, they never would come to me. I had to go out there and run him down on him. That's what I had to do with mine. But now, they like the boy I tell you, Bob, he had a horse called Sergeant. He could call Sergeant. I mean, Sergeant, but he said don't, Adam and him rode up. He said don't never fool a horse. He said if you go call him to you and he thinks you got something in your hand, always have some candy or sugar or something, salt or something, or give him something and say he'll always come to you. But if you fool him, you know, you got your hand behind you, maybe you gonna give him something, then ain't got nothing but a bridle on him or grab him by the mane, he ain't coming no more. So I reckon I fooled mine too much. I'd carry a corn out there.